The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Boy, we've got so much to talk about today here in the States, around the world, some really exciting discoveries in Ethiopia about the spread of Christianity very, very soon after the ministry of Jesus and the original apostles, much earlier than what historians had thought before. Fireworks on Capitol Hill again, the impeachment hearings continue. Can't watch it anymore. When it first began, I was trying to watch as much as I could so I could comment intelligently to you folks and possibly answer questions if people in the audience had questions. I can't do it. I tried, let me count, three times today to tune in to the live impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives. And three times I listened for just a few minutes and I said, I can't take it. And the reason is they are saying exactly the same things over and over and over again. Democrats are making the same arguments. Republicans are making the same arguments. Democrats make the same arguments. Republicans make the same arguments. And they've been doing this now for hours and hours and hours and days and days and days. And of course, supposedly it's all a different stage. Initially, it was the initial hearings, and then it was to actually come up with the articles of impeachment. Now, the articles of impeachment have been drawn up, and now this is the markup. But it's the same stuff. And they're saying, you know, I think Chairman Nadler, the Democrat in charge of this committee, should just say, I make a motion, we stop. We're going to impeach him. The Republicans aren't going to vote for it. And we are wasting our time. We are wasting the time of the people of America. Let's just stop. We all know what we're going to do. You know how you're going to vote. We know how we're going to vote. It is just ridiculous. Get it over with, you know? And this is getting all the attention when in reality, the Inspector General's report that was discussed yesterday in the Senate, not the House of Representatives, the Senate, that's the serious stuff. People are going to go to jail. This report released by Horowitz that was discussed in the Senate yesterday. This is serious stuff. A presidential campaign in the United States was actually spied on by the federal government at the request of the opposing political party. That is serious stuff. And maybe later in the program we'll talk about that. I've got quite a bit of information to pass on. That's the serious stuff. This impeachment thing is a circus. It's a clown show. It is. And it's going to fail. The House is going to impeach. The Senate is going to acquit. And that's it. It's totally worthless. The Inspector General's report, however, has substantive issues revealing very, very serious misconduct in very high places in the U.S. government. That's not going to go away. So anyway, maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. I love this story. Headline, local police, postal service team up to stop porch pirates. Now, we know this is a very, very serious problem. More and more people are shopping online. Joy and I are. So far, we haven't bought a whole lot, but we bought almost nothing in brick-and-mortar stores. We have bought some things online. So we have things coming to our house, and, you know, we want them to be safe. And the problem of porch pirates, people following around UPS trucks, Amazon Prime, U.S. Post Office trucks, and coming up just moments after a package is put on a porch, they come up, steal it, dash away. It is becoming a very, very serious problem. These are low-life people. They're stealing other people's things, and often it's valuable things. Sometimes it's not anything valuable at all, but there have been several cases where life-sustaining medicine has been stolen off someone's place. This is a serious problem. Grove City, those of you living in Grove City, your police and the post office department are taking this serious. And what they're doing is they are planting packages all over Grove City. The police department is putting the packages together with a GPS tracker. Uh-huh. Then they're giving it to the Postal Service to put on porches. And they are hoping that these crooks will steal the package and the GPS tracker will track it. I think it's a great idea. Absolutely great idea. And I hope the word gets out so that these thieves, these robbers, will know there is a good chance that the package they're stealing actually belongs to the local police, and every move they make will be tracked. I think it's a great idea. Hats off to the Grove City Police Department and the U.S. Postal Service that is cooperating with them. Quote, Grove City Police are keeping an eye on these packages. If someone snags one, there is a GPS tracker inside so police can catch the thief. Grove City Police say if they catch a person red-handed with one package, usually that person has a sleigh full of stolen items. Quote, when they're stealing one, they're stealing multiple. A lot of times when we get their car stopped, the car will be filled with packages, said a Grove City police sergeant. We're planning on doing these operations throughout the holiday season. Just because we do see an increase in packages being delivered, we'll be out a few more times before Christmas. Good for them. Good for them. I hope they catch a bunch of them. And then I'll deal with this very quickly because it is so distasteful. Mike Davis, the former chief meteorologist at Channel 10, more details are coming out. And authorities are saying that he uploaded more than 15,000. 1,000 images of some pretty graphic child pornography. 15,000 images. 15,000 over several years. He had been, quote, regularly emailing images to himself in small batches since December of 2012. Just, you know, hey, I'm a human being like anybody else. I'm tempted. You know, I have besetting sin. But kiddie porn, I talk about the depravity of man. The absolute depravity of man. My goodness. All right. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I've got this really cool story that I want to share with you out of Ethiopia. Archaeologists have discovered the ruins of some Christian sites that predate what anyone thought, or much earlier than anyone thought, about the spread of Christianity in sub-Saharan Africa. It's really a cool story. But first, I want to give you an update on the Salvation Army. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know we have exceeded our goal. Our goal, $8,000. We are now at $8,329. $8,329. If you go to the website, you'll see a figure $1,000 left because there is a pledge that's coming in that I am counting. But because of John's generosity, John, one of our listeners, went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Salvation Army tab, and gave a very nice gift. And so we're at $8,329, $329 over our goal. Now, I wasn't even going to bring it up today because our campaign is kind of officially over. The banner is still up on our website, but we've reached our goal, and I was going to move on. Until I got this email today, I got this email from one of the coordinators at the Central Ohio Salvation Army. And it wasn't just to me. It was a mass email sent out. And here is the thing that just broke my heart and what prompts me to bring this to your attention again. As of right now, as of today, the Red Kettle campaign is $100,000 behind last year. Now, the Red Kettle campaign is the single largest fundraising campaign for the year. This is huge for the Salvation Army here in Central Ohio. It is huge. And they're running behind, way behind, over $100,000 behind last year. They need $600,000. As of today, they have raised $171,383. And that includes, by the way, your donations. And I said this, and I've said this for several days. The Salvation Army is under the most bitter attack, I think, in their history. They have never been under this kind of attack, and many people have abandoned them, including Chick-fil-A. Well, let's just be honest. Chick-fil-A has abandoned them. So I'm just throwing this out again. They're over $100,000 behind where they were on this day last year. So they're playing catch-up. And I'm hoping we can help them some more. Now, we have exceeded our goal. Praise God for that. But they need so much more. They're $100,000 behind. So I'm just throwing it out. The banner is still up at thewordcolumbus.com. I honestly don't know how much longer it's going to be there. But right now, today, the banner is up at thewordcolumbus.com. And you can go there right now, click on the Salvation Army banner, and give. I hope that many of you will. Let's help them make up this deficit. Now, we've done our part. We have exceeded our goal, but I believe we can do more. TheWordColumbus.com. Look for the Salvation Army banner. If you don't see it, hit refresh, and it'll come up. Please, let's do more. We've already done our part. Let's do more than our part. This is just really cool. Headline from the Smithsonian.com. This is not a Christian source. This is from the Smithsonian. Church unearthed in Ethiopia rewrites the history of Christianity in Africa. Here's the beginning of the article. In the dusty highlands of northern Ethiopia, a team of archaeologists recently uncovered the oldest known Christian church in sub-Saharan Africa, a find that sheds new light on one of the old world's most enigmatic kingdoms and is surprisingly early conversion to Christianity. Now, what this discovery does is indicates that Christianity was vibrant in Ethiopia. And we're talking a long, 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 long ways away from Israel, from Rome, from Jerusalem. I mean, we're talking many, many hundreds of miles away. Christianity was not just present, it was vibrant, probably 200 years before it was thought to have arrived in Ethiopia. The discovery of the church and its contents confirm Ethiopian tradition that Christianity arrived at a much earlier date in an area nearly 3,000 miles from the birthplace of Christianity. The find suggests that the new religion spread quickly through long-distance trading networks that linked the Mediterranean via the Red Sea with Africa and South Asia, shedding fresh light on a significant era about which historians know little. So Christianity arrived in Ethiopia much, much earlier than what historians and archaeologists had earlier thought, possibly a couple hundred years. Now, what cracks me up about this article, and again, this is from the Smithsonian, they use not A.D., but C.E. And that's not the Christian era, that's the common era. Now, what divides B.C. and A.D., or B.C.E., before the Common Era, and C.E., the Common Era, what divides it? The birth of Jesus? But now these secular historians no longer use B.C. and A.D., because that refers to Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, fascinating story about the early spread of Christianity.